Today at Kwarinam, December 7th, it's Pearl Harbor Day to remember the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. A very sad story. Even at Kwarinam itself, we have a meditation cave, but it was not always a meditation cave. It was a bomb shelter created after December 7th. Let's think about it. Aggressive action, causing harm to people, hurtfulness to people. No way is that going to bring a new age. No way is that going to make solutions. It makes division. And division is not a new age. Today, we're having a publisher's desk meeting designing the next issue of Hinduism Today. And one important future issue we're doing for the World Parliament of Religions to be held in South Africa, Cape Town, amplifying all of their goodness and all of their efforts. We're bringing forward, once again, truth is one, paths are many, an amplification of the beliefs and attitudes and practices of all the world's religions and the many faiths. We talked to Sri Sri Swami Bhua Maharaj, the Hindu of the Year, the Hindu Renaissance Swami of the Year, 1999, and he is 109 years of age. In fact, during the conversation, he said, "Oh yes, I knew the great Swami Nityananda of India. I knew him when he was a little boy." We talked to him in Brazil, and he's on his way to Panama, then back to New York, and then to beautiful Garden Island of Kauai, where he will be our guest of honor as the Hindu Renaissance Swami of the Year at Satguru Purnima in July. Lord Shiva is perfect, even in an imperfect world, and he has given us, as Supreme God, the tools to make a perfect world. He's given us the law of karma, the law of action. We send an action out and it returns like a boomerang. If it's an action that we send out toward other people, it returns through other people back to us. If it's an action against animals, it returns through animals back against us. If it's an action of finance, good, bad, or indifferent, it returns back to us. We must be careful of our actions because they all come back. And every religion in the world explains the law of karma in their own terms. Even in American Ad, what goes around comes around. That's the law of karma. Today we begin the editing of the preface, introduction, and conclusion of a book written 2,100 years ago. It's called Thirukkural. It is the sacred scripture of the South Indian Tamil people sworn on in courts of law. 1,080 verses, 108 chapters, written 2,100 years ago. We're calling it the Weaver's Wisdom because a weaver observed life and toward the end of his life gave his observations out by scratching them down on ola leaves. We have pictures in the book of ola leaf copies that are 200 years of age. We have endorsements in the book from former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, from the father of Indian freedom, Mahatma Gandhi, from leaders of all cultures and times, as well as prominent leaders in today's world. All believe that this book has a great value to humankind. One verse says, the whole purpose of maintaining a home and earning wealth is to provide hospitality to guests. If a man eats only after attending to guests' needs, what further sowing will his fertile fields require? And there are more. On all aspects of life, political life, how to be a good monarch and rule a country well, how to handle the spies, how to intelligently know, business ethics, how to gain wealth, how to keep wealth, how to run a home, how to just be a good person, a productive person. This book and this book alone made India the wealthiest country in the world at one time, long, long ago. Something here on gratitude. It is improper to ever forget a kindness, but good to forget at once an injury received. Now that can change a person's life. Let me repeat again, it is good to never forget a kindness, but to forget immediately an injury received. And to forget, you have to forgive. And forgiveness is a great power. And forgiveness is very difficult because we have to rationalize. The rational mind cannot forgive. It is the superconscious mind, the intuitive mind, the mind of God that can forgive and forget. Because again, back to the law of karma, what we get back through another, we put in motion toward another at a previous time, so that at a future time it can come back to us. This is today at Kwadinam. Our cyberspace congregation is growing. It's growing in many, many countries of the world are tuning in. And we'll be seeing you. We'll be seeing you again tomorrow in cyberspace. And we're very, very happy that you have tuned in to today at Kwadinam, our beautiful ashrama on 51 acres on the beautiful, serene and peaceful Garden Island of Kauai. Come and see us tomorrow.